All right, welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hack 2016. What's your name, sir?
Jim Rivas.
And Jeeves, what's the name of your company?
It's Cloud Security Alliance. We're a nonprofit global association. We build security best practices for the cloud.
I'm a nonprofit. Now, not technically.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's the way it tends to work.
It happens that way.
We have a lot in common.
It's funny you should say it. I'm actually thinking of doing that for this show because what I do is for everybody, and it's educational, right? And
yep.
I'm not in it to – I'd like to make some money someday, but when I heard that you're a nonprofit, I was intrigued because I think this stuff is so important for people to get out there and learn. And sometimes if you're trying to sell it, that's a different approach to saying I'm giving it away. And people listen more maybe when you say, listen, we're here to educate and talk about it. So tell us what you do to educate and raise awareness for cyber world.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right that you need to be a nonprofit because there needs to be this trust in terms of a vendor neutrality when you talk about here are the best ways to do this.
Right.
So what we decided, it was actually about 8 years ago, you could see cloud was going to be a big deal. And we needed to find ways where we can actually build consensus best practices and educate that. So we took sort of a hybrid approach of let's be both a standards organization as well as a social network. And so we built a lot of work groups that did this sort of collaboration and research online, and they could be banks, they could be hackers, researchers. And so we put this all together, and so we do a combination of online, and then we tag along to events like Black Hat and RSA and others, so we can sort of spread the word in person as well.
So what are some of your vertical markets inside your company that are specific training?
So we do training and education and research. We're really based on research that'll be both technical sort of verticals, like maybe we want to really focus on encryption or key management or threat research. But then we'll also look at specific industries where it's very important and they've got unique needs. Like in financial services, they've got a lot of compliance issues and auditing issues and things like that. So we'll break it down both by vertical industries. Financial services tends to be the one that they're always first in terms of adopting new practices and information security.
Yeah.
So we see them. But then most of what we do ends up being different types of technologies or governance issues. And then also you put in the global side. We've got to translate it and we've got to look at, well, what are the local issues? Because you actually find out in Europe, funny enough, they don't necessarily trust having all their information in the United States. So we got to figure out ways.
No, it's totally different.
It.
Right. And like Germany, you're not allowed to save something for 30 days. It's personal information. Right.
Yep.
So if you have to write a standard, you have to know that. How do you get to know all those things? Because every state, country, city could be a different compliance issue. It's a daunting task.
Yeah, it's you got to take, again, this power of the social network. So by doing that, we have a chapter in Germany. They understand that. And so it ends up being a collaboration between our people and then different parts of the German government and German industry.
Yeah.
BSI is their group. Don't tell me what it stands for, but they develop a lot of the best practices there. And so they actually use what we do as sort of the foundation of their best practices. So that's how you have to do it.
How big is your the organization? Like,
so we've got 76,000 individual members. We've got about 350 corporate members.
76,000?
Yeah, and
wow.
our staff, the people who actually listen to me sometimes, we've only got about 40 worldwide.
Yeah. Wow.
But really what it ends up is out of that 76,000 individual members, there's about 1,000 really committed, very smart researchers that we end up herding the cats, the volunteers that do that. And so, and they're just awesome. So, but yeah, we've got a pretty good footprint and we're present in just about any country that's, you know, talking
and
about cloud.
Membership's funded, you're funded through membership, a membership fee.
Yeah. Corporate membership. Some of the training is, we'll charge for some of our conferences, but the big message is our research itself. We make it all free.
Yeah.
We want people to use it, abuse it, adopt it, improve it, make it better. And you go to our website and you can find all of it.
How do you actually present the training? Is that all online or is that with all of your members being able to host in their local areas?
It's a combination.
Okay.
We really encourage our chapters to do a lot of it. We'll do it at some of these central conferences. But yeah, sometimes you need to do distance-based learning to do a lot of that. But we actually find that some of our chapters, they'll virally translate it into the local language and things like that. So it's really... It's a pretty much an all of the above sort of evangelization and training model.
So the details of the local training is really pushed down to your chapter's levels.
Yeah, the logistics of that, as well as training partners. We try to do that through other third parties as well. We really focus on what are the best practices, what's the important research, and then we build the core courseware.
So what's the newest or the what's the most popular right now from a cybersecurity perspective that, that a lot of the chapters are looking into and trying to dive into the research with?
Yeah, we're certainly getting a lot of interest. It might seem like it's a stretch for us being Cloud Security Alliance, but we're doing a lot of work in Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that IoT is going to be provisioned by cloud. It's going to store its data there. And ultimately, the cloud is actually going to be its security system. So there's a lot on that. We're actually looking at how do you take blockchain and those sorts of concepts to be able to manage from the cloud IoT, because IoT is just, you can't even wrap your brain about how large this is going to be.
Right.
You actually find that you can't even buy some of the chips for IoT, like per device. You put them in a big box and they weigh it and they say, here's your 20 pounds of IoT.
Sure.
And there's so many crazy applications of that. And so the only way we're going to bring sanity to that is through cloud. And so that's a very important area of research. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of others, but things are just, compute's growing so fast that we've got to work smart and get the human sort of out of the loop of some areas. Loop, you know, think of, it's the same thing as self-driving cars. We got to have self-driving security.
Now, this is such a large initiative. How do you organize it? How do you know that the guy in California is keeping it straight? Right? Because there's a lot of verticals on this, a lot of people working on it. Is there an overall fact checker or something that says, okay, let's go through and double check that the research is right on everything? Because there's so many places that are different.
Yeah, we never make mistakes in our research. I don't know what you're talking about. the key thing for us is you've got to have peer review.
Not the mistakes as much as it's just so much.
It's got to evolve. It's got to change.
It's got to change, right? And there's so much diversity. It's, you know, the subtleties between California
too.
And Nevada may be this much, right?
Yeah. What we find is how you got to do it is transparency. Just like, you know, social networks. If you go say something in public, Twitter is going to correct you in minutes.
Well, I get corrected all the time.
And so that's the thing that we find is we try to do, you know, within a working group, hey, you guys do some peer review, you guys check this, but then let's put it out into a larger community, let them check it. But ultimately, the world comes back to us, and we see that just every day. We see people say, hey, that actually was the best practice 3 months ago. We've evolved now, and we're doing things better. And we're going to need that model because a lot of security, they say, hey, that was the best practice, like ISO 27001. That was developed 20 years ago.
Right.
Or something 5 minutes ago can change that fast. Yeah.
That's right.
How do we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of the organization?
CloudSecurityAlliance.org and also probably most of the bars here in Vegas and then rehab afterwards. So I'll be all over.
We will be there.
I am so happy to hear this is going on, and you have a great attitude about it, right?
Yeah.
You just seem like we trust them.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
you're positive
education
about it,
is.
It's educational, it's happy. Place to be.
That's great.
I've not only been doing security forever, I'm also a grandfather. You got to trust a grandfather.
You got to do that.
Yeah. We're looking out
you
for
need
the
more
ones.
White hair like me, and I'm not a grandfather.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Right,
appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You. All right. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right. Beautiful. About 10? Almost 10?
8:30. I got to change this setting
right.
So that I can hear.
So we're going to, you're always welcome to come on.